This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Ready for an awesome episode? Well, so are we. But you know what? Before we get to it, I got to tell you that members of Navy Federal Credit Union could earn more and save more. Bam! Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as our friends at Navy Federal do. Start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit. For example, you could open an Easy Start certificate for just $50. And then how many certificates do this? You can then add money at any time and watch your savings grow. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval.
Stand by for an urgent message from the crack team at Stacking Benjamins.
We have a very special episode of the Stacking Benjamins show coming up. For our usual listeners, you'll notice everything about this show is going to be different because we're about to present you with the finalist for the 10th annual Plutus Awards, which will happen at FinCon the first week of September. We'll have more on all that later, but for right now, I'm headed to Orlando in a couple weeks, and I need your help if you're in the Orlando area. And the people that are doing this, get this, they're willing to pay you for this. So, fantastic opportunity. Here's what we're looking for. We want you to help make Stacking Benjamins better. I know it can't get much better, but we need to help and we want your opinion. If you live in the Orlando area, we'd like you to participate in a live focus group talking about the show at a conference called Podcast Movement. The focus group is going to be held in front of a live audience, but you can ignore those people and just talk about the show. You're going to be paid for attending. We're going to throw in some Stacking Benjamin swag, some of our cool Brad Lark swag, which will be awesome. You get to pick from any of those. And it's going to be Thursday, August 15th at 11:30 a.m. It's going to last around an hour. Have to be sure you can be there that whole time. Here's where you go. StackingBenjamins.com/focus group. All one word, stackingbenjamins.com/focus group. Put that in. You'll take a short questionnaire. And then if you qualify, they're going to contact you with details, the people putting on the focus group. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to meet a few stackers doing this. Obviously, we'll hang out for just a little bit there. Obviously, you're busy people, but love to say hi to a few of you and help you make a few bucks helping out the show. All right. Speaking of show, great special edition of the Stacking Benjamin show on tap. Let's do it. Roll it, Steve.
This is a special edition of the Stacking Benjamin show. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and on today's podcast, the finalists for this year's 10th annual Plutus Awards. Want to know who the top names are in financial blogging, podcasting, video, social media, authorship, and more? I mean, besides me. Well, stay tuned because not only will we share this year's list of finalists, but we'll also dig into some of the categories with some friends. Sharing the finalist list from the Plutus Awards and MirandaMarquette.com, please welcome Miranda Marquette. From Our Next Life, Tanya Hester. From Personal Profitability, Eric Rosenberg. And from Michelle is Money Hungry, Michelle Jackson. And now, today's Master of Ceremonies, Joe Saul-Sehy.
Welcome Welcome to a very special episode of the Stacking Benjamin Show. I am Joe Salcihi, and you'll notice on today's show, no OG, no roundtable, because this is the day when the 10th annual Plutus Award finalists are being announced. You can get all of the details, not just here, but also at the Plutus Awards website at PlutusAwards.com today. And here to join me from the Plutus Awards, it's so good that we're on the same podcast together. It's like we're getting the band back together, Miranda Marquette.
Yay. Well, half the band back together half anyway.
Right. Exactly. We got to get Doug and Linda back, and I think we're good.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, I'm super excited to be here. Super excited for the Plutus Awards. Super excited for FinCon. Super excited for all the things.
It's amazing. For people who are new to not just to Stacking Benjamins, new to this community, this idea, I just said it's the 10th annual Plutus Awards, but people, Miranda, might not know what they are. Tell me about the Plutus Awards.
Right. So the Plutus Awards were started 10 years ago to honor the best in independent financial media. So it's all about honoring the content creators that really educate the people, get out there and let people know that, you know, finances don't have to be difficult. And we really are about honoring the community and saying, you know, here is the best of the best. It's been a really great 10-year ride. The Plutus Awards were founded by Harlan Landis, who unfortunately cannot be here today. I myself have been involved with the Plutus Awards since the third annual Plutus Awards. So yeah, it's cool. It's been really good to watch the evolution of the Plutus Awards as we become bigger and as the community becomes bigger and as we've seen so many different types of media enter the landscape. So the Plutus Awards themselves have gone through an evolution since the beginning.
The Plutus Awards supports the Plutus Foundation, which I think does very important work in the community. Tell me about the Plutus Foundation.
Yeah, so the Plutus Foundation is all about helping with financial literacy projects, helping reach underserved communities with financial literacy projects. The Plutus Foundation actually gives grants to folks. Right now, they're open for grant applications right now. So if you have a proposal, you can go over to PlutusAwards.com. You can find the Plutus Foundation information and you can apply for a grant for your project to help financial literacy in your community. And the Plutus Foundation also puts on great events focusing on how to reach underserved communities with its Plutus Voices events. There will be three more Plutus Voices events this year. We will have one in October in Denver. There will be one coming up in Atlanta and then another one in New York City by the end of the year. So check it out because there's a lot going on and a lot of good being done.
We got to get the Plutus Voices in Detroit. That's what we got to do.
Hey, I would like them to come to Idaho Falls. But you probably have a better chance of getting them to Detroit than I do of getting them to Idaho Falls.
But we might have a slightly larger community here.
Just a little bit.
Slightly. I also want to go back to the Plutus Awards and Independent Voices here for a moment before we give everyone this year's finalists as they come out. These are hot off the press. But before we do that, what I love about the Plutus Awards, Miranda, from my point of view, is the fact that these are independent voices, I think, is important because, as you know, brands are spending more and more money on social and people are led more and more to different brands when it comes to personal finance. But these are people that often have a budget of absolutely nothing. So the Plutus Awards is a great way to shine a light on some of the most dynamic voices that you've never heard.
Exactly. And that's one of the great things about being able to do this for the community. When you go to some other conferences and see some of the other award shows, it's full of these like big names, big budgets, big everything. And, you know, it gets boring because all the same big voices that are already dominating the conversation are there. But if you look a little deeper, there are people who are saying very important things. And the Plutus Awards really does provide a platform for these people to be seen, to be heard, and for people to really learn some of this important stuff that you may not get when you're just following the big guys.
The Plutus Awards will take place at FinCon this year, as they have the last several years. Which night at FinCon is it going to be, Miranda?
It is Friday night, September 6th. So the first PLUTUS Awards was actually before FinCon, and so it was just done online. And so ever since the second PLUTUS Awards, ever since FinCon started, PT has been generous enough, and the PT and the FinCon team have been generous enough to invite us back since the very first FinCon and just keep inviting us back to do this. So it's very exciting because next year will be 10 years for FinCon, and this year it's 10 years for PLUTUS. September 6th. At FinCon.
You guys have had some fantastic hosts for the PLUTUS Awards. This year's no exception. You've mixed it up with your host, and we've got some hilarious people hosting.
Yeah, it is going to be so much fun. I mean, there is just, I can't even begin to tell you how much fun it's going to be. So we have our co-hosts, our Jordan Cox, all the way from England. Yeah, from England, Great Britain, UK. He's located in all three of those simultaneously.
Wow.
What?
How does he do it?
So anyway, Jordan Cox will be a co-host, and as will Sandy Smith. Yes, I am cheap. Sandy Smith, we have often says, is the Susan Lucci of the PLUTUS Awards. Over the years, she has received no less than 17 nominations and has not won once. So we're super excited to have Sandy joining us as a co-host as well.
And fans of this show may also listen to Money with Friends. You can hear Sandy on our Money with Friends. She's one of the friends that hang out with me over there the last few weeks on that channel. All right. Are you ready to do this thing?
Let's make it happen.
All right. These are the finalists for this year's 10th PLUTUS Awards. You can check out all these once again at not just our show notes page at stackybenjamins.com and PLUTUSAwards.com also for the complete list. I'll tell you, checking out all of these would be a fantastic idea. So the categories here will be random. We'll have the big ones down at the bottom. These may not be the way that they're presented the night of the PLUTUS Awards. However, our finalist will be in alphabetical order. So let's start off at the top, Miranda. Category number one, best investing blog. Who are the finalists?
Yeah, so we have Just Start Investing, Investor Junkie, Telaholcomb.com, The College Investor, and Wallet Hacks.
Nice mix of some fresh names and some ones we've seen a lot around the community there.
Right. Yeah. And just so you know, Investor Junkie and The College Investor have actually won in this category before. So if one of them wins this year, they can't ever win again in this category because we limit it by category to two times winning.
Yeah, we've had that. And here's my little self-congratulatory pat on the back. We had that with Best Podcast. We can't win that.
Well done, you.
Thank you. We are so great. Next, best investing podcast.
All right. So best investing podcast, we have Afford Anything, Financial Grown Up, Money for the Rest of Us, Money Tree Investing Podcast, and Stacking Benjamins.
Never heard of that last one. It sounds sketchy.
It does. It seems really sketchy.
Next up, best new personal finance book. These would be great gift ideas. Any of these.
Right. Yes. And they are solid, solid entrants. So what we have is The Four Financial Love Languages by Tara Jackson. Brooke Millennial Takes on Investing by Aaron Lowry. Mom and Dad, We Need to Talk by Cameron Huddleston. Work Optional by Tanya Hester. And The Feminist Financial Handbook by Bryn Conroy.
I am excited to see, by the way, that category, all women.
I know, it was super exciting to see how women are really kind of surging forward now in the personal finance world, something that has been a long time coming.
Yeah, certainly has. Next is biggest impact. What does that mean? This is a new category, right?
Yeah, so this is a new category. This is something, so one of the things that we love about this is we have a blog panel. The blog panel is made up of folks in the community, and they are the ones who end up choosing the finalists and the winners, but they also get a say in the categories. And so some of them wanted to talk about who is having a big impact, not just within the community, but outside the community as well, who is out there making a difference and just providing that impact. And so some of the things that these folks do may not be within the personal finance community, but it reaches outside and reaches kind of new people. So this is a new category and we're super excited to introduce it.
So biggest impact, our five finalists are
Bryn Conroy, Melanie Lockhart, Sandy Smith, Tanya Hester, and Tanya Rapley.
Next up is best personal finance blog for women.
Yeah, so this is a fun one. funnily enough, they're all women as well. So here we go.
For women, by women.
That's right. So our first is, can I swear on the show?
Well, it's in the name.
All right. Well, here we go. Bitches Get Riches, Bravely Go, Dumpster Dog Blog, Her First 100K, and The Lux Strategist.
You're right. Those are five fun brands. If you follow them, by the way, I would follow all of those brands on Instagram as well.
Yes.
Even though I'm not in the target market, there's some fun stuff going on there.
Right. And when you think about it, it's like when you say personal finance for women, well, really, it works for everybody. Let's be real.
Yeah. Agreed. Next up, best personal finance podcast for women.
For this one, we have Clever Girl Finance, JessicaMorehouse.com, Latina Money, The Fairer Sense, and The Money Nerds.
Let's go north of the border, Miranda, for the best Canadian finance blog.
All right. So best Canadian finance blog, we have CassandraDescent.com, Mixed Up Money, Money After Graduation, Smile and Conquer, and Talkan.
Next is Community Builder. This is interesting. Did we have Community Builder last year?
This is the third year we've had the Community Builder Award. This was another one that the panelists felt that we should introduce. And this one focuses more inside the personal finance content creator community, who is helping, who is willing to help others, and who really helps build the community in some way.
So the five finalists here are
Jamila Souffrant, Jason Steele, Kumiko Love, Tanya Hester, Tiffany Alice.
Best Debt Freedom Blog is up next.
All right. Here we have Debt Discipline, Debt Free in Sunny CA, JackieBeck.com, Living That Debt-Free Life, and the 76K Project.
Have any of those people won this before? I think Jackie Beck has.
You know, I don't think that she's actually won in the Best Debt Freedom blog category, but she did win back when we had like Best Educational Resource. She won for her Payoff Debt app.
Right, right. That's right. Next up, let's move on to Best Entrepreneur Blog.
All right, so here we have Do You Even Blog, EricNissal.com, SideHustle.com, SideJamBiz.com, and WellKept Wallet.
And then Best Entrepreneur Podcast.
Yep, here we have Afford Anything, Entrepreneur on Fire, Laptop Empires, Side Hustle Pro, and Side Hustle School. And just a quick side note, you probably noticed that Side Hustle Nation and Smart Passive Income are not in any of these categories. And that's because these people have won, obviously. They have won twice in similar categories before and so are ineligible. So if you're wondering why you don't see them, that is why.
But certainly Nick Loper and Pat Flynn, the people that own those brands, huge people to follow. And definitely if you're an entrepreneur. Yeah, if you're an entrepreneur, Miranda, don't follow them at your own peril, I guess.
Exactly, for sure.
Best Family Finance Blog.
Yeah, so we have Chief Mom Officer, His and Her Fi, Marriage, Kids, and Money, Smart Money Mamas, and The Savvy Couple.
Who won this last year?
Actually, it was Chief Mom Officer.
Yeah, so this would be number two.
If she wins, yeah, but maybe somebody else comes in and takes it over. Who knows? I'm not saying.
It is a strong category, looking at all five of these names. Best Financial Planner Blog.
Right, so this one is A Wealth of Common Sense, Beyond Your Hammock, NatalieBacon.com, RogerWhitney.com, and The Budget Mom.
Next up is something, there's this movement called FIRE. I don't know if you've heard of it.
FIRE.
Best FIRE Blog.
Right. So this is A Purple Life, Financial Mechanic, Early Retirement Now, The Pioneers, and Tread Lightly, Retire Early.
And then, as if on cue, the Best FIRE Podcast.
Yep. So here we have Choose FI, Fire Drill Podcast, His and Her Fi, Journey to Launch, and The Mad Fiantist.
Best personal finance freelancer contributor. You see these names all over the place, not just at their own domain.
Right. Yes. We have Ben Luthi, Jackie Lamb, Michelle Black, Sarah Lee Kane, and Zena Kumuk. There is a name missing on this list because that person has won twice already in this category.
And that might be one Miranda Marquette.
Perhaps.
Maybe. next, Best Gen X or Boomer Blog.
Yeah, we have Budget and the Beach, Gen X Finance, JackieBeck.com, KristenEdens.com, and Women Who Money.
We don't see Amy on this list, who won last year from Life Simplified.
We don't see Amy on this list.
A strong opening for somebody new.
That's right.
Yeah. Next up, best millennial or Gen Z blog.
We've got Bitches Get Riches, Fiery Millennials, Her First 100K, Millennial Boss, and Paychecks and Balances.
All right. Man, I love all of those. Best international blog. Let's define that, Miranda. What does that mean?
Basically, folks who are based outside of the U.S. who aren't in Canada.
That's very simple then. And
it's very simple.
Who are our finalists?
We have Cashflow Cop, Go Curry Cracker, JordanCox.com, Ms. ZU, and The Poor Swiss.
Best new personal finance blog. These are always, by the way, these best new are some of my favorite categories because it helps me get a hold of some new names, some new voices.
Right. And we love having this category as well, because a lot of the time we get so caught up in the old guard that we forget that there are very important new voices. So here in Best New Personal Finance Blog, we have Financial Mechanic, Our Table for Two, The Pioneers, The Frugal Physician, and The Poised Lifestyle.
Best New Personal Finance Podcast.
In this category, we have Diversify, The Frugal Friends Podcast, The Maple Money Show, Money with Friends, and The FI Show.
It's funny how a couple of those have some people that have been around a long time with a new show.
Yeah. It's always interesting because you can always kind of reinvent yourself in this community, add new things, add new projects, and move forward. You know, when Stacking Benjamins becomes completely obsolete, you've still got friends with money.
Money with friends.
Oh, money with friends. Well, I'd like friends with money, so.
Yes, isn't that? Yes, I like both of those titles. Yes. Friends with Money, Do You Want to Go to Lunch is the name of the podcast.
Nice, yes.
next up is Best Real Estate Blog.
1500 Days to Freedom, Coach Carson, Our Rich Journey, Real Estate Decoded, and Rethink the Rat Race.
Best Retirement Blog.
Yeah, so on this one we have Can I Retire Yet? Retirement Researcher, Root of Good, Sightings at 60, and Social Security Intelligence.
Best Personal Finance Series Blog, Podcast, or Video.
So this is kind of an interesting one because it's about, you know, series and things that people put together that are meant to be viewed in multiple parts, yeah, or read in multiple parts. So we have a brain health series from Ms. Phiology. We have breadwinning six-figure millionaire women from Chief Mom Officer. FIRE from Popcorn Finance. Intersectional women's finances from Femme Frugality. And we have the ultimate guide to safe withdrawal rates from Early Retirement Now.
We were talking earlier, Miranda, about social media, but we have a category for that. Best use of social media.
These folks have some great Instagram and Twitter. Go ahead and check that out because you might be pleasantly surprised. Some of the content on their social media is even better than what you find on the blogs.
Agreed.
So here we go. Best use of social media. We have Bitches Get Riches, Bravely Go, Dumpster Doggy, Inspired Budget, and The Budgetista.
Best Student Loan Blog.
All She Saves, Champagne and Capital Gains, Living That Debt-Free Life, The College Investor, and Wise Mind Money.
If you like to watch your content, we also have Best YouTube Channel or Video Blogger.
We have Debt Kickin' Mom, Frugal Chic Life, Let's Talk Money, Our Rich Journey, and The Financial Diet.
Oh, man. That's each of these are so action packed.
And I always feel bad for the panel when we get to this point, because it was bad enough for them to try and figure out who the finalist should be, but now they only have, you know, one vote to cast in each category, and that's practically impossible.
Yeah, boy. All right, we're up to the big two, and we will start with Blog of the Year 2019.
All right, so here we have A Purple Life, Bitches Get Riches, Dumpster Dog Blog, Inspired Budget, Rich and Regular, She Picks Up Pennies, The College Investor, Tread lightly, retire early, wallet hacks, and yes, I am cheap.
And people may be wondering, wait a minute, Miranda, we had 5 in each of the other categories. There's 10 here. Why so many?
Because you just can't narrow it down. No, because there are so many. So traditionally, we've always had twice as many finalists in our of the year categories, just to kind of bring more people up to the forefront and really kind of recognize that even though there is only one recipient of the Plutus Award in this category, there are plenty of blogs that are out there doing amazing work. And so we want to make sure that they at least receive some degree of recognition as finalists.
Yeah, I like how this is expanded, much like in the Academy Awards, right? But we have more Picture of the Year nominees, which brings us to another one that's expanded. And the reason we do this last is, of course, this is a podcast. So Podcast of the Year.
So our Podcast of the Year finalists are Bigger Pockets Money Show, Choose FI, Financial Grown Up, Journey to Launch, The Mad Fiantist, Marriage, Kids, and Money, Patrice Washington, Paychecks and Balances, Popcorn Finance, and The Fairer Sense.
What a strong, strong list there. Wow, that is a ton of stuff. That's not all we have, though, Miranda. You guys, every year, get some strong help from some great companies to help you put on these awards. This year's no exception. You have a new title sponsor.
We do. Capital Group. Capital Group by American Funds is our title sponsor. It's super exciting. They are partnering with us to bring you an amazing award show and an amazing experience. And so we are super excited to be working with them. I have interacted with them in the past at other events, and I'm super excited to be working with them. In fact, my first mutual fund was something put out by American Funds. So super excited to have Capital Group here working with us to present an amazing Plutus Awards ceremony on September 6th.
Dave Ramsey's favorite fun family, if I'm not mistaken.
Very cool.
Yep. And a lot of funds with long, great track records. So thanks to Capital Group for helping out with the Plutus Awards. And by the way, in full disclosure too, I am a member of the Plutus Foundation board. So I love seeing more financial literacy and love the fact that the Plutus Awards are able to do. Harlan, Miranda, you guys, the whole team just is able to do so much to help financial literacy. I absolutely love it, which is why I wanted to be a member of the board. For more, you can find this entire list either at PlutusAwards.com, or you'll find the link to the Plutus Awards if you're walking the dog or you're on your commute at our show notes page at StackingBenjamins.com. Miranda, so fun. You and I on the same microphone again.
Always great. Always great. Always happy to be in the basement.
There's no trivia today. And also, there is no Magnify Money call. So today, we're just going to say that today's episode is brought to you by Magnify Money. You know, at Magnify Money, you can compare, ditch, switch, and save when it comes to all the financial products you use every day. Why would you go down to your brick and mortar bank and ask them for substandard products instead of looking at 92% of the products that are out there and available to you? For me, I'd rather comparison shop. So here's what you do. You head to stackingbenjamins.com/magnify money. And I'm doing that right now. You might hear me typing, because what I want to do is look at savings account, but that's not all that's there. You can look at balance transfers, so you can cut up that card and have a lower interest rate. We call it a surfing strategy, surfing to the lower interest rate. You can, of course, do that with cashback reward cards if you pay your cards in full. Introductory 0% interest credit cards, once again, surfing to a lower rate. Low interest rate steady cards if you don't trust yourself to change cards as that 0% comes back up. Secured credit cards to begin. Credit monitoring, identity theft, mortgage loans, debt consolidation loans, small business loans, auto, parent plus loans, CD rates, savings accounts, checking accounts, it's all there. I do want to look at interest rates on savings accounts to give you an idea of what's going on there. Now, savings account rates change all the time, and it looks like our friends over at Betterment and Wealthfront, the two robo-advisors currently on Magnify Money, have the best rates. Betterment's at 2.69. They get a B grade for the complexity of the paperwork, their fine print score. I like it that Magnify Money does that. Wealthfront slightly behind them. That's on purpose, by the way. Betterment just got into that business and wanted to beat up on Wealthfront. So they did, to the tune of, 0.12%. So 2.69 for Betterment, 2.57 for Wealthfront. Then Poplar Direct comes in at 255. What do we got? North Point Bank. By the way, Poplar Direct gets an F on their fine print score. So not a great idea, especially when North Point Bank gets an A and has 2.55. Now, the problem with North Point Bank, $25,000 to get that interest rate. So Vio Bank, 2.52, Salem 5 Direct, 2.51, Customers Bank at 2.5, Comenity at 2.45, Web Bank 2.45. See, and it goes on and on and on. Lots of different offers available at stackybenjamins.com/magnifymoney. The number one place to compare, ditch your old stuff, switch to better stuff, and save a bunch of money. Welcome back to part two of our special Friday Plutus Awards extravaganza. And this is the part, the first part of the show was where you heard all of the finalists. And now, as we have the last couple of years, we have our crack panel who are going to help us talk about all these brands and talk about who we think will win. Who do we want to win? What do we like about these different brands? We're going to mix it up here a little bit. Why don't we go west to east? And we'll start with our friend Tanya Hester, who's here with us. How are you?
Hey, Joe. I'm great. How are you?
Good. You are always traveling, by the way. I follow you nonstop. Of course, you have two properties. You have the Our Next Life blog, and you also have Work Optional, your new book.
I do. Plus the podcast, The Fairer Sense.
Plus The Fairer Sense, which we might talk about today.
Yeah, I'll try to be unbiased when we do that.
I'm sure that'll be very easy. And from the Michelle is Money Hungry podcast. And I believe, Michelle, you're in Denver.
That's right.
I'm glad you're with us. Tell everybody about the podcast.
I run a website and podcast called Michelle is Money Hungry. We talk about all things personal finance, lifestyle design, and online entrepreneurship, which is my current jam. And I also have an event coming up. So that is what I'm up to.
Awesome. You got to tell us about your event. You can't leave it there.
I have an event called the Money on the Mountain Retreat. We're not going to be on the mountain until the very last day, by the way, because people get altitude sickness. It's a great opportunity to just talk about money from the financially single woman's perspective. It's in October. So if you're unable to attend some of the other amazing, amazing events for women in money, please give it a second glance. And if you can't attend mine, please give the other ones a second glance. We're doing great work, but we're just a drop in the bucket in terms of who we can serve.
And while we're talking, by the way, that sentence about the mountaintop would have been funnier if you had said that's the lesson we learned last year, was that everybody gets mountain sickness. Like, that would have made it totally funnier. Maybe not. Tanya, you're also, I understand, doing events around the country.
I do a women and financial independence retreat called Sense Positive, C-E-N-T-S Positive. Michelle's been, and it was great. We started last year. So this year there are two also in October. That seems to be retreat month in Chicago and in Seattle. So I think for folks who are starting out, and particularly single women, I think Michelle's event is amazing. There's also, you know, our friend Melanie does the Lola retreat, which is in August. And I think she's in Seattle this year. So yes. Yeah, there are a ton of great events happening.
There certainly are. By the way, we're going to link to those on our show notes page at stackingbenjamins.com for everybody on their commute or walking the dog or whatever it might be. And the only member of this panel who's been here every year with me from Personal Profitability, it's my good friend Eric Rosenberg.
Hello, I'm excited to be back. And I just like to point out, you said you wanted to go from west to east.
And you're the furthest west.
I'm literally 2 miles from the beach. The Pacific Ocean. I don't know if you can be more west than me unless you go to Hawaii.
Stop bragging, Eric.
Although California is curved, so Tahoe might actually be west of where you are.
I was just looking at my map, and I'm not sure exactly where we are, but I know I'm west of Denver.
Yeah.
I miss you, Eric.
I miss Denver, too. I used to be known as Denver Eric, for those of you who don't know my long history. I grew up in Denver, and it was home for a very long time, but now I'm I'm Ventura by the beach, Eric.
The second you started talking, I'm like, yep, I messed that up. But longtime listeners to this show know that's not the first time. So let's get over that and jump into these categories. We're going to start off by talking about Best Debt Freedom Blog, which this year is presented by our friend Sandy Smith and Yes, I Am Cheap. By the way, we're not going to be able to talk about all the categories. We've picked 8 of them, and we've tried to span different areas of the overall financial plan so that you get a taste of everything. In this area, we have Debt Discipline, Debt Free and Sunny CA, JackieBeck.com, Living That Debt-Free Life, and the 76K Project. Michelle, let's start with you. What do you like here?
I actually really like the 76K Project and Debt-Free and Sunny CA, Sunny California. I like the vibe, I like the energy, and I like that they're relatively new to the landscape. I find that I reject a lot of the returning amazing people. Like I want to see the underdog. So I'm excited about those too.
Nice. And let's talk about these separately. The 76K Project. What does that refer to?
They are paying down $76,000, if I am remembering correctly. So that's a pretty big deal. That's something I can totally connect with. And I just love how they share the different milestones that they've hit and just their journey. And it is a site that still shares a story versus just information.
Yeah. And then Debt Free and Sunny CA.
I feel like similarly, I get a window into how they're living and just what they're up to. And I feel like I know them versus they're teaching me things.
Yeah, good stuff. And by the way, about them, from Amanda's about page, she runs Debt Free and Sunny CA. She says the year was 2014. The age was 28. The repayment status on my student loans read grace period. And that's when it happened. I realized I couldn't pay my car note and my student loan monthly bill. In that moment, I knew I had to change. So it is another story site. Let's go to Tanya. Tanya, what do you like here?
I like all of these folks. Honestly, just a broader comment. I think it's really hard to blog long-term about debt.
Yeah.
Especially if you pay it off, it's sort of like, okay, now what am I going to do next? And you see a lot of bloggers transition to different topics. So I appreciate seeing some of the older, I shouldn't say older, that's the longer time bloggers here, like Debt Discipline and Jackie Beck, that, you know, have been around a while. Like, I think what some of those folks are doing in terms of keeping up the momentum, even after they themselves have gotten way past their personal debt, I just admire that. That said, my favorite on the list and the one that I hope will win is the 76K Project. I think, just as Michelle said, she shares a really incredible story, but I think also just brings a lot of personal vulnerability to it and is willing to talk about some challenges instead of always, you know, being linear and moving forward. She's willing to share setbacks and things that I just think are really relatable to people. We bloggers tend to be kind of the A-plus students in terms of getting our finances together, and seeing someone share a story who is not always going in that A-plus direction, I just think that's really inspiring.
I totally agree. And I also think, Tanya, to your point, it's difficult to get naked with your debt in front of everybody, you know, to actually talk about these horrible things that you've done in the past.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So I admire all these folks, honestly. I'd be thrilled for any of them to win.
At Debt Discipline, by the way, they hit rock bottom. It says from the about page, we started our debt discipline journey in June of 2010 when we hit rock bottom with over $109,000 worth of debt. One name on here, probably the longest running name, Eric, is Jackie Beck. Phenomenal blogger, been blogging for a long time.
She was the one I was going to pick as both the I want to win and I hope wins for this category. And it's actually almost opposite for the reason why Michelle wants some of the others to win. You know, Jackie has been around a long time. Like you said, Joe, she has been in for the long haul. And it's just such a great thing to see someone able to deliver such a positive and inspiring message so consistently for such a long time. And I think she deserves to be picked out of the crowd and recognized for that. Nothing against the others. I think it's awesome to see new debt freedom blogs or new blogs or podcasts of any type coming into our personal finance community. But to win the Plutus, unless it's one of the new categories, to me, you have to put your time in. And Jackie has definitely done it.
Yeah, Jackie, by the way, her debt is paid off, $147,106 in debt. That includes her mortgage. So nice.
I don't know if my opinion really matters in this category anyway, because I paid off all my debts and then I went and bought a new car with a loan a few weeks ago.
So, I'm judging you hard, Eric.
Bad blogger.
Right. I have another kid on the way. I needed the third row. We went minivan.
Oh.
Back in debt.
I thought you just needed more material for your blog. So you went out and made a bad decision so that you could blog about it later. No, I'm joking.
That's going to be the Tesla I'll buy next year.
That'll be that.
You didn't buy it now? You're slacking.
And I should buy it in November when the baby's due, right before.
I want to babysit.
Well, let's lock these in, guys. And we will start with, since she volunteered at first, we will start with Tanya. You said you like 76K Project to win. Who do you think will win?
I think she's got a good shot, but I think Jackie Beck or Debt Discipline are just better known in the community. And so I think one of them most likely will win, but I sure hope it's 76K.
Yeah, it's hard to compete against people that have been doing it for so long, Tanya. I mean, you said earlier, blogging is difficult, and to do it as long as Debt Discipline and Jackie Beck have been doing it says something also about their blog.
It absolutely does. And I think, you know, everybody ebbs and flows with readers over time. And so to keep going, even, you know, when you're in a down period or when you feel like you've said everything you have to say, that's hard. That's something that people who blog for many years understand. And so all the more kudos to people who can pull it off.
Eric, you said you want Jackie Beck to win. You think she will win?
I think so. This is the year of Jackie Beck. He's at Freedom Blog.
Eric says it's a lock. And Michelle, you gave us the 76K Project and Debt Free and Sunny CA. Who do you think is going to win?
I actually think 76K, just based also on people's knowledge of them, like how aware they are in terms of new people to the community. So I feel like they will be on top.
We haven't talked at all, by the way, about one blog that's on here, which is Living That Debt-Free Life. They have paid off, what, $105,000 of student loan debt they're trying to pay off. Michelle, we should talk at least about this one.
Yes, I do find it very aesthetically pleasing. I'm a person who likes this type of look on a blog. I'm excited to see like just the different posts where they're talking about the amount that they have remaining, the amount that they've paid off. I do want more of a story personally in terms of with these debt payment blogs. I tend to prefer the story, but I do think that for those people who are looking for inspiration, ways to also get motivated on their debt journey, this could be a great resource for them as well.
Yeah, great category overall. So we've got two votes for Jackie Beck, one vote for Michelle. Did I ask you who you think is going to win?
I think it's 76K.
You think 76K will win?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. Well,
I hope nobody goes back to the last 2 years to compare what we thought to what actually happened.
I feel like that would be a good thing.
Tanya knows all about that.
Oh, I sure do. Because last year you guys didn't even mention me as a possible contender for blog of the year, and I won it.
That shows why I don't go to Las Vegas with my money.
Oh. That's probably smart.
That's exactly why. That's why this is so fun. And please don't go to Vegas on this stuff. No
invest
betting.
Invest in buying these great books and things like that. Don't invest in gambling on who's going to win a Plutus Award.
All right, guys, let's transition then to Best Family Finance Blog presented by FamZoo. The finalists here are Chief Mom Officer, His and Her Fi, Marriage, Kids, and Money, Smart Money Mamas, and The Savvy Couple. Eric, we went to you last time. Let's go to you first. Who do you like here?
I think my favorite might be Marriage, Kids, and Money. It's a great site. It's a great show. And it is really helpful, especially in me being a parent with kid three on the way, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. There are a lot of money questions that are very unique to being a parent that I never even thought about when I was single and dating. And Andy just does such a great job of taking those difficult concepts and chunking them down into something you can really relate to and understand and apply to your life. And that's just a great standout success story. And that's where I'm thinking this year is going to go.
Tanya, what do you think?
I think Andy does a great job with Marriage, Kids, and Money, but I really think there are great strong contenders here. Chief Mom Officer Liz, she does a family spin on FIRE, but she's been doing some great work and also really focusing on breadwinning millionaire women. And she really focuses on women who are kicking ass in the financial space and isn't just doing the usual suspect. So it's a lot of different people she's bringing forward, which I think is amazing. His and Her, FI, have a great blog and a great podcast that go with it. I like both of them. Smart Money Mamas is another great resource. She's actually been putting together great, great tools for people. So she has like a financial emergency binder that's a great product and has kind of thought outside the box of blogging. So I'd have a really tough time between the three of them, but I think probably my top pick would be Chief Mom Officer.
Here's a question. I believe she won last year though, Tanya. Do you think the committee has any bias against the person that won it last year winning 2 years in a row?
I think there has really been a push this year in particular to try to bring in new blood, which is really great, which we can talk about when we get to the FIRE blog category in particular.
Yeah.
It's all folks who are new to it, but it could be. Fortunately, I think all the folks here are really great. So there's no bad choice.
For me, it's interesting with this category because I'm not a family person yet. So weirdly enough, the one that I knew right away was Chief Mom Officer. So I was already very aware of what she's up to, what she's doing. I'm not even sure how. So I'm going to go with that because somehow she has a level of brand visibility that kind of has risen to the top in terms of this category for me. And I'm trying to figure out why and how, but I've always been aware of what she's been working on.
We've got the Savvy Couple here as a blog. Nobody mentioned the Savvy Couple. Good looking blog. Looks great. Looking at managing your money, saving money, making money. On their Start Here page, it says that Kellen and Brittany, write it there. They also have a budgeting blinder and their best articles are about budgeting, saving money, making money. Any thoughts about them?
Well, it looks like they paid off about $25,000 in debt in under 5 months. That is a quick payback period right there. So
yeah,
it's not the biggest pile of debt we've seen paid off, but you're getting into the five figures. It's not easy to pay off five figures of debt in any circumstance. And doing it in 5 months, that's pretty cool.
Right. Let's go ahead and lock these in, guys. You've kind of alluded to who you want and who you think is going to win. Michelle, we'll start with you. Who do you want to win this category and who do you think will win?
I'm going to go with Chief Mom Officer. And I do think that her brand visibility is such that she's probably a lock.
So you,
and for the win.
So you want her to win and you think she will win?
Yeah.
Yep. Eric?
I think the one I want most is the Andy from Marriage, Kids, and Money. The one I think will win, it's going to be a toss-up. I really have a tough time calling between Marriage, Kids, and Money and Chief Mom Officer. She is another great content creator with a great site.
Tanya, how about you?
Yeah, I would love Chief Mom Officer to win or His and Her FI or Smart Money Mamas. But I think that actually the women in the category who are four out of the five will split the vote and that Andy will win for Marriage, Kids, and Money.
Andy's going to bring it home. And I forgot to put my vote in for the last one. I want Andy to win mostly because he comes to board game night here in the basement, lives half a mile from me. So whenever you say Andy Hill to me, I think, yeah, that's great. I actually think Smart Money Mamas, just the tools on that site, the writing on that site, I think Smart Money Mamas is mine. I do think that the committee kind of has a bias against the person that won last year because I totally think Liz is deserving of winning it 2 years in a row. I totally think that she is. I just think that would surprise me if she did. Before we get to the next category too, there's something that we should explain, which is there's going to be some names that are missing from some of these categories. And part of the reason is the rules around the Plutus Award. So there are people that have won awards in the past and then they're not eligible to win them again. I believe on the smaller awards, you can't win twice. And on the two big awards, you win once, you're gone. So let's do this. Best FIRE blog is up next, presented by Well Kept Wallet. Tanya, what is this FIRE thing? Is this like a John Lee Dumas, are you ready to FIRE podcast kind of thing?
No. And I bet if people have come across his podcast who are interested in financial independence, his topic has confused the hell out of them. But no, FIRE is financial independence, retire early. This is a category that I've won in the past. And it's one that, so obviously I take special interest because this is kind of my blogging and book writing niche. But I have to say this year, I'm so excited to see the finalists because for the last many years, we've seen a lot of the usual suspects, you know, the folks who've been recognized over and over and over, you know, on a personal level. This is the first time I haven't been in this list in like 4 years, but I'm super stoked about it because it's so many new bloggers. So we've got A Purple Life, which I think is about a year old, Financial Mechanic, who's also up for Best New Blog, who I think is doing amazing work. Early Retirement Now is Big Earn. He's been around a while, but I don't think he's really gotten the recognition that he deserves. So it's cool to see him here. The Pioneers are another newish blog, and Tread Lightly, Retire Early is Angela. She's doing a ton of work to try to promote women within the FIRE community in particular. There tends to be kind of a stereotype of the white tech bros running the show. And so to see 4 out of the 5 blogs in the FIRE category being written by women is a huge first and is amazing. And so just fills me with so much happiness.
Why do you think that some of the older blogs that have been around quite a while didn't make it this year into the category?
I mean, speaking for me, but I think this applies for others too. And certainly I'm getting plenty of Plutus love. So this is not like wah, wah at all. But the thing that happens is you retire early and you kind of like don't want to sit at your computer anymore. So I think a lot of us who have been around and have achieved early retirement just aren't blogging as much as we used to, aren't generating kind of the most interesting content. You know, the best content comes from people who are in the trenches on the journey, whether that's pursuing debt payoff or pursuing early retirement or something in between. And so the folks you see here, with the exception of Big Earn, are all people who are on the journey. Big Earn, I think, is getting recognized just because he does the most incredible math. I mean, you kind of have to brace yourself to read his blog because it's so math heavy. But if you can get into that, I mean, his analysis and his economic breakdowns are really second to none. But yeah, I think people want to hear from folks who are like at a similar stage as them. And the folks who've been around a while, we're all like, the old folks live in the retired life. We're not super relatable.
Michelle, then, you spend a lot of time, Michelle, in the FIRE community. Who do you like here?
It's really hilarious to me that I spend time in the FIRE community because I am not FIRE at all yet. But I find them to be, I find those people who are still in the trenches, as Tanya said, to be the most relatable. And Angela from Tread Lightly is 100% like so interesting, so fun. I want to just hang out with her and just do all the things, you know, and hang out in Seattle. And she's so relatable, even though I don't have a kiddo, even though I'm not married, like she makes sense to me. I like her story. And again, for me, with all these websites and podcasts that we'll talk about, if there's not a story, I'm not excited.
Eric, how about you?
My favorite from this list is Financial Mechanic. And I actually came across Financial Mechanic through Twitter. I'd been doing a lot of work to try to grow my Twitter presence over the last year, and that led me to reconnect to a lot of the newer bloggers who were really busy chatting on Twitter about all this FIRE stuff, and they were new to it and so excited about it. And Financial Mechanic kept coming up again and again and again. So, of course, I clicked and I was impressed.
I like their most recent post, by the way. So living in Portland on $1,600 a month is like, I don't even understand how they did that. And that was a pretty cool post.
When I lived in Portland, I spent more than $1,600 a month.
I'm sure you
Another
did.
Another personal finance fail for me.
Was part of that beer?
Part of it was beer. All right. And whiskey. Because there's all these great distilleries in Portland too. You can't just talk about the beer.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out how they've managed to do this, but there you go.
I have started lately following the A Purple Life blog. And like Michelle said, when it came to Tread Lightly, Retire Early, I like the stories. I like I like her financial story. I think it's a fun place to just hang out. Some very personal writing there. So really, really like it. The Pioneers too. I mean, same thing. But it's time for the rubber to meet the road, guys. We've talked about all 5 of these people, at least a little bit. We will start with the expert in this category, the reigning champion. Tanya, who do you want to win and who do you think will win?
I love all of these folks, but I think that we're again going to have some vote splitting where women will split the vote a little bit. Mm-hmm. And So Big Earn with Early Retirement Now will win, though I really hope that Tread Lightly Retire Early will win the upset, because I think she's been doing amazing work, not just on her blog, but building a community of women. She's got an incredible Facebook group. She has the Women of Fire list that lists essentially every blog written by a woman that has anything to do with fire. So she's definitely, I think, super deserving this year.
Eric, how about you?
I think I'm going to go Financial Mechanic.
That's who you want to win, or who you think
I'm
will win?
I'm going double. I'm going think and want.
Going all
double in. Down.
Michelle?
I'm going to go with Tread Lightly with Angela. She's just, her presence is so, she's so out there, and she's so well connected with her community that I think she's going to be really well positioned to rally people to support her in voting, and just, and they know who she is and what she's doing. And I think in this case, the vote will not be split because so many people are so excited for her.
I also think it's between Tread Lightly, Retire Early, and Big Earn, Early Retirement Now. You know, I've really been so into the Purple Life blog that I'd like to see her win, but I'm going to say Tread Lightly, Retire Early will win. So that's my vote. Next up is Gen X or Boomer blog. We're going to do two age group blogs. We'll start with Gen X or Boomer, and then after this, we'll go to Best Millennial or Gen Z blog. So for Best Gen X or Boomer, we have Budget and the Beach, Gen X Finance, JackieBeck.com, KristenEdens.com, and Women Who Money. Eric, let's start with you. What do you like here?
I think Budget and the Beach and Gen X Finance have both been around a while and are both in the running for the winner. I mean, they're all good sites, you know, just like everything. You wouldn't be nominated if you weren't a great site. Tanya's had a really interesting journey over the last year or so. She went from California to Idaho and back. And that was an interesting
Just to clarify,
journey.
This is not me. Different Tanya.
Yes, different Tanya. Budget and the Beach Tanya went to Idaho and back. And as a now Southern Californian, I totally get the drive behind that. I found that to be a really interesting story. And Gen X Finance has just been around a long time. It's changed hands over the years. But Casey does a great job with it. And it's the year of Gen X Finance. I mean, after all, how can you be more focused on Gen X than a blog called Gen X Finance? So they were named for this category.
Yeah, Casey runs a really, really nice blog, always has. His personal story also is incredibly interesting, as is Tanya's. And this year for Tanya Stumphauser has been just, as you said, Eric, just all over the map. She's been literally all over the map.
Yeah, it's and for people, I've moved a couple times over state lines. I've never done a big international move, but a lot of people are afraid to take that jump and move somewhere else, and doing it primarily for financial reasons. What's more money blogging than that?
Yeah, and to show the emotions that went through both the move and then the decision to move back, I thought was some pretty brave work. So interesting stuff there. Michelle, who do you like?
It's kind of bad because I'm a little personally biased because I actually know Tanya very well. But I do think, even as a friend, I was completely fascinated by her decision to go to Idaho versus some of the other places that she was looking at. I would kind of pipe up and be like, aren't you going to miss water? But I understood the financial implication behind it, like what was driving her to do it. I think the other thing is, as a Gen Xer, quite frankly, there are conversations that we don't have in the personal finance community, I think often enough in regards to Gen X adults, where we're like young enough to be doing a lot of things, but we're old enough to be like, oh, pardon my French. Oops.
That's all right. Steve just bleeped it out. So you're good.
Okay. You know, to think about, if we take this chance, what's the implication, you know, financial implication? What's the life implication behind taking that chance? Are we allowed to take these kinds of risks with our life or lives? And so for me, it was something that it really resonated with me. I do wish that sometimes that she would write more stories. I feel like it's summer. She's not writing as much as she normally would. But when she shares some of these very heartfelt and introspective posts, I think it's the kind of writing that I just miss in general with a lot of PF content right now.
Yeah. Tanya?
I am a big fan of Women Who Money, which is led by Vicky, who does Make Smarter Decisions, and Amy, who does Life Exemplified, who actually won this category last year. And they've brought in some other great collaborators on it. You don't see a lot of collaborative projects getting nominated for Plutus Awards. So I think that already, you know, I think working with partners always complicates things. And the fact that they're able to do quality, I think, really speaks to their dedication on it. But I love how inclusive they are. And they have a great vision of trying to bring women into the discussion, where I think millennial women feel much more welcome in money discussions than Gen X and boomer women do. So it's an audience that I think really needs to be served more, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And at first it was funny. I was surprised not to see Life Simplified here again. And then I saw Women Who Money and I'm like, oh, Amy's back again. Kristen Eden's blog, kristenedens.com. She talks about content marketing, entrepreneurship, personal finance, and managing midlife. I think this is obviously here for the whole managing midlife, personal finance part. Of course, managing midlife and entrepreneurship at the same time gives her kind of an interesting angle that I'm happy to see in this space. We haven't talked at all about Jackie Beck here. We talked a lot about her last time. More debt focused, you think? Because a lot of us had Jackie to win that one. You think the debt focus more than Gen X focus is the key here?
I think that's the key. I think of her more in terms of that versus a generational blogger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Let's lock in our votes, guys. We'll start with who hasn't gone first lately? Tanya.
I'm going Women Who Money for both, who I think will win and who I would like to win.
Awesome. Michelle?
Even though I am biased and want Budget and the Beach to win, I'm thinking actually probably Gen X Finance or Women Who Money.
And Eric?
I think the panel probably noticed the same story we did from Tanya. So I think Budget on the Beach, it might be her year. I think Tanya has it for both hope she wins and will win.
I would really like to see Tanya win as well. And big props to Casey Beavers and Gen X. But I think Women Who Money is who I think will win. So this can be an interesting category. Let's move over to millennials and talk about millennial and Gen Z blogs. The finalists in this area are Bitches Get Riches, Fiery Millennials, Her First 100K, Millennial Boss, Paychecks and Balances. I'm going to start with Eric. Holy crap, is this loaded. Holy cow.
Yeah, this is a serious category with a bunch of awesome content creators, a bunch of awesome participants. And they've all really had breakout years, couple years for some of them. I mean, Bitches Get Riches. It's hard to not notice them. If you're into anything money online, they are everywhere and they're doing a great job. If you're into their brand and what they're about, it's a really fun site. Fiery Millennials, I'm a big fan of that one as well. I mean, we can just go down the list. I don't have anything bad to say. Right. The Millennial Boss is another noteworthy one for me that I'd pull out that's had a great year and could be on track for a win.
Tanya, you're sitting on your hands. You're so excited.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is a category. I don't fit into this age group, but I think most of my blogging friends tend to be in this age group. And this one is stacked with friends and people who are doing awesome work. I think Bitches Get Riches won this category last year, but I think, as Eric said, their work is just stellar. You know, they're not afraid to ruffle feathers and they're talking to different audiences than I think a lot of the personal finance community. So, I mean, I frankly would love to see them win Blog of the Year, but I'd love to see them win this again too. Fiery Millennials and Millennial Boss have both until recently been doing the Fire Drill podcast. So we didn't talk about Fire podcast, but I think they've got a good shot there. Her First 100K is a newer blogger done by Tori, who is just like pretty amazing. She's in her early 20s, but is saving huge money and is really on a mission to empower women. And then Paychecks and Balances. I know their podcast and it's great quality. I mean, I love all of these folks. So I don't think there's a bad pick here at all.
Yeah. Rich is one of our friends on our Money with Friends podcast right now. He's one of my favorite people to talk to. I also love their podcast as also the Fire Drill podcast. I really like. Tori has been on Stacking Benjamins a couple times, is fantastic on a roundtable. Bitches Get Rich, as I've said over and over, has been one of my top two, three blogs that I must read whenever they've got new stuff out. I don't know who to pick. Michelle?
Okay, so first of all, this category is freaking stacked. Like, I can't wrap my head around the quality in this category. In fact, I would say that out of a lot of it, like, this one stands out in terms of what's out there in terms of the awards that we're voting on. I love what the ladies are doing at Bitches Get Riches. Actually, a huge, huge fan. Like, I can't get enough of their snark and their information and their social media presence. Like, I love it. I love what the guys are doing at Paychecks and Balances. You can't say enough about what a breakout year it's been for them. On a kind of side note, I love that as African-American content creators, they're getting known for what they're doing. And recently, I think they were like on CNBC or some, like, they've had some huge media opportunities. So those two are the ones that I'm just like, like fangirling. So this is an incredible, incredible category. Whoever is picked is phenomenal, but those two are my favorites. By the way, I do want to say something about the categories that we're mentioning. A lot of women have been picked, and I think that's freaking awesome. Just as a side note, it surprised me compared to before.
Yeah, fantastic year for women.
There's so many of these great women's money conferences now. Joe, do you think we should start a men's money conference?
Yeah.
Do we? Yeah. I was gonna say, do we need one?
I'm not invited to the women's ones. I feel like I should have my own.
Let's put it this way. I don't feel underserved. Let's put it that way.
Well said, Joe.
I hear you there.
As a middle-aged white guy, I feel like I'm doing okay. Let's dive in then. Time to lock in your votes. Oh, this is so tough. I'm gonna start with Eric.
All right. Well, I'm gonna say I'm very split. I think Bitches Get Riches cleaned up last year in such a big way that people might be voting to give some other sites a chance. Otherwise, I would probably have picked them. With that aside, I'd say there may be a little bit of an underdog just because of last year. They were just, did they win 3 or 4 awards? So I think, I think the one I want to win might be Fiery Millennials. Gwen has had just, a great story, great journey. It's a great site. Who I think will win, maybe Paychecks and Balances. I think they've had just this killer year, and I think they got a chance.
So you think they will win?
Yes.
Awesome. Michelle.
I am going to second what Eric just said. I'm a huge fan of Paychecks and Balances. I think they will sneak in for the win, and it's well-deserved. They've just been killing it, working hard, producing great content, really helpful for millennials, and just a lot. I know a lot of millennials of color, of which I am not, and I know that they're huge fans, and so I think they're gonna come out and vote for these guys. I'm also a huge fan of Bitches Get Riches, so it's kind of between the two, but I'm gonna have Paychecks and Balances eke out the win.
Tanya?
I think we're forming a chorus here, because I mean, Bitches Get Riches, I think, have won every award they've ever been a finalist for, with the exception of when I beat them for Blog of the Year last year.
Just gotta brush that dirt off your shoulder a little bit.
So I think that they have proven to really be vote magnets for the panel. So I think they have a good shot. I would love to see them win again, although then they'll be retired from this category since they will have won it twice. But I think, I think Paychecks and Balances is doing awesome stuff. I mean, everyone in this category is. But I think that you can see a trend here. I do think that if you have a lot of women in a category, that might split some of the vote there, and more of the guys will go to Paychecks and Balances. So that would be a good pick, and they would totally deserve it, but I think they're most likely to win.
If you want to have a really fun lunch at a FinCon, find where Gwen and I are going to lunch together. We tried to go to lunch together one day, and my stomach hurts by the end of lunch every stinking year that we have that. But my go get 'em, like, my sentimental favorite is on the new kid. I would love to see Tori win with her first 100K. Big fan of her work. But Bitches Get Riches is one of my favorite blogs of all. And I think it's time to retire them. Let's put them in the Hall of Fame where they belong. We won't see them again next year, and they'll win the second time, which I think they totally deserve. So I'm going to go with
this. if this category were best person to do karaoke with, I think there's no contest. It's Gwen. It's Gwen. Because I have only done karaoke with her from this list, so clearly.
That's it.
She's got that Shania Twain. She can belt it.
Where's that category?
We need to add it for next year. You hear that, Harlan?
I'm totally down for that.
While we're talking about entertainment, a lot of us listen to the show, you know, we're on social media a good part of the day. Everybody on this panel's on social media a lot. So I thought we'd do this category, which I think is very fun. We've got some just awesome names to follow on social media. Here are five that our committee liked. Bitches Get Riches. Where have you heard that name before? Bravely Go. Dumpster Doggy. Inspire Budget. And the Budgetnista. Again, pick between those five. I follow all five of them. Tanya, where are you going there?
This is a tough one because this is a lot of friends. So picking between friends. But, you know, the Bitches, of course, we've talked a lot about them. I adore them and everything they do. Bravely is done by my podcast co-host, Kara Perez. So I can't be unbiased, but her social content is really terrific. She's constantly giving tips and answering questions, particularly on Instagram. Dumpster Doggy is so awesome. And she has been a perennial, she's like the Susan Lucci. She's been a finalist in a million awards, but has never won. I would love to see this be the year that that changes because her social, again, especially on Instagram, is amazing. She does this thing called Five Spot Friday, where she goes through all these tips and she's a former investment advisor. So she really knows her stuff. She also just has like the cutest photos ever. But I love the Inspired Budget and the Budgetnista too. Budgetnista, especially Tiffany, she's been around a long time and has always done great content. So I think this is another super stacked category.
Michelle?
Oh God, this is so hard that I don't even want to really comment.
That's just what politicians do.
I was going to go into politics and then I got disillusioned by a specific election at the time that I was about to go into politics. I'm not going to say which one because they'll like date me, but Bravely Go. I love what they do on social. I like the images and the comments and the thoughtfulness behind the answers given. Bitches Get Riches. I just love that. Like, I don't want to call it snark, but I love just the energy behind the comments and the things that they post. I think they're hilarious and they make me laugh and think at the same time. I'm always learning from Tiffany on the Budgetnista. And I love that she's actually sharing more of her own life. I think for a while there, it was a little more informative what she would share. And now it's a lot more like who she is and what she's up to and all these amazing things that she's doing. I think because of, I'm not going to say who's, I'll tell you who my vote is though afterwards. So yeah.
Yeah.
So those are my three.
Eric?
I think this is maybe Tiffany's year, the Budgetnista. She's been around a long time, as we said, and she has not slowed down. She has a real engine and she just keeps putting out great stuff again and again and again and bringing people back. And that is what it's about. And as we said, we all love the Bitches, but I think they cleaned up last year. And, you know, Tiffany is a recognized and respected name, and I think she could pull out and take the win.
I think Tiffany has the largest following of any of these people when you look at just the sheer numbers of followers and not comparing them. But so when I say rightly so, I don't mean rightly so versus these other competitors, but rightly so, so many people follow them. And I hope the other four on this list continue to grow very quickly as well. Okay. Time to lock in your votes here. Michelle, you don't want to vote, which is why I'm going to make you go first.
Oh, fine. I'm going to go with Tiffany. I think because she's showing so much of her actual life in her different like social platforms, I find that to be very engaging and just as a person observing what she's doing. And I actually notice what her followers, how her followers are reacting to her posts actually, and they love it. So I'm going to go with Tiffany. And then I would say the upset could be Bravely Go actually.
Yeah. The Bravely Go Instagram feed, I really have fun following. Good stuff there. Let's go. Tanya next.
Yeah, I agree with Michelle. I think that the Budgetista Tiffany will win. I think in terms of who I would like to see win, looking at the award that it's specifically for social media, you know, the Bitches Get Riches are amazing, but they don't put a big focus on social the same way that the others do. I would love to see Kara, who does Bravely, or Amanda, who does Dumpster Doggy. I would love to see either of them win just because social is such a big focus for them and their social content in particular is so excellent.
Eric?
I am actually going to echo that exact same thing. You took the words out of my mouth. I think the Budgetista is just a solid contender and will probably win, and it's well-deserved. But I would love to see either Bravely Go or Dumpster Doggy come out with the win. I'd want to say surprise win, but I don't think it would be a big surprise because they're both so great.
The last 12 months, which is what we're voting on here, of these social media presences, Amanda and Dumpster Doggy surprises me, makes me laugh. I never know what the hell's coming next in her story. Like when you hit the next thing on the story, you have no idea what the next pain's going to be. And I think that's wonderful. That's just absolutely fantastic. So I'd love to see her win. But you know what? I think it's going to be Tiffany. And I think that's a good choice too. I think the Budgetista wins this year. Time for the big two. These two categories have 10 entries each, 10 finalists each. And you're going to find, once again, some of your favorites might be gone. As an example, Budgets Are Sexy, gone a long time ago. You won't find that here. Mr. Money Mustache, won a long time ago. Jeff Rose, won a long time ago. So you have several names that are missing here, but I like those rules because we're looking for...
If you think back to the second annual Plutus Awards, that was at the first FinCon they presented them. That was practically the Budgets Are Sexy Awards. That year.
Yeah.
He won pretty much everything, just like Bitches or Riches did last year. You know, some of these bloggers have had these amazing years, and it's been really inspiring to see.
So here we go. Blog of the Year presented by Capital Group, A Purple Life, Bitches Get Riches, Dumpster Dog Blog, Inspire Budget, Rich and Regular, She Picks Up Pennies, The College Investor, Tread Lightly, Retire Early, Wallet Hacks, and Yes, I Am Cheap. What I'd like to do is we've already spent some time talking about A Purple Life, Bitches Get Riches, Dumpster Dog Blog, Inspire Budget, Tread Lightly, Retire Early. If we can take just a second and focus on the other names on this list so we don't spend forever here. Eric, from this list, the ones we haven't mentioned yet.
Jump out and recognize the College Investor here. That site has been around a long time. So if you've been at a lot of FinCons, you probably know Robert. If you've been following personal finance online for a long time, you probably know Robert. But if you've been following the site a long time, you've probably noticed in the last year or two, it has really taken off. And it's always been great, but the new bar that has been on that site, especially since he was able to quit his full-time job and go full-time working online, I have been really impressed. So College Investor gets my vote this year. I have other good friends on this list. Wallet Hacks is amazing. Yes, I Am Cheap is amazing. There's other people I may or may not know who have been nominated. But yeah, I'm leaning for the College Investor.
Tanya?
I love a lot of the blogs on this list, and we've talked about a bunch of them. But the one that to me is the huge standout is Rich and Regular, which is written by Kirsten and Julian Saunders. They are an African-American couple who I think are not just turning out spectacular content, but Kirsten was featured in a giant New York Times story, which is amazing. So they've had a huge breakout year in that way. But their whole mission is to try to be more inclusive. Like the FIRE community, even though we talked earlier about how there are a lot of women here, it's still a very white space. And they're doing a spectacular job, I think, taking tough issues head on. It's easy to try to dance around them and say, oh, well, you know, we want everyone to be here. But they're like, no, let's talk about the racial wealth gap and let's talk about generational wealth and things like that, that I just admire them so much for. Plus, they're super photogenic. Like they're just, you know, their social is great. I think they're going to be rising stars, but I think this year is theirs.
And when I hear regular, I just think of like eating prunes.
I think it has a different slang meaning.
I think you're right.
It's a slightly different topic. Yeah.
Oh my. But when I was a little girl, I used to love prune juice, but that's a whole nother conversation. My mom had to hide it from me, and we'll just leave it at that.
Michelle, who do you want to shine a light on?
I actually got chills when Tanya was talking because Rich and Regular is my pick. They are so engaging, so interesting. They're just everywhere. I think that's the thing too. I've seen them everywhere in a way that actually some of the other nominees I haven't seen. So I see them on like the New York Times and on TV, and they're doing all these things and they're speaking at stuff. And so I think that they are so top of mind that it would be very difficult to ignore their presence. And they just are creating amazing content and just posing a lot of thoughtful questions that I think sometimes we shy away from as personal finance bloggers, actually. So mm-hmm. I love them. And then probably my second pick would be between Tread Lightly, Retire Early, and Bitches Get Riches. Those are my top three.
I totally second that. I think Bitches Get Riches, we've talked about them a ton because they're so spectacular. I'd love to see them win too. Tread Lightly, Retire Early. Angela's done great stuff. One that we haven't talked about, who I think has been consistently great for a number of years now, is She Picks Up Pennies.
I was going there if you weren't.
Yeah. I mean, Penny, that's a pseudonym, but she is another one of those folks who just is a really gifted writer who takes on tough topics unflinchingly and is really willing to be very honest about her own life. So she's got both the expertise and the story that, Michelle, you've said you love so much. I think a lot of us really love that as readers. So she definitely deserves to be on this list. She's definitely in my top view.
I want to go back for a second. Jim Wang is already in the, Eric, what do they call it? The Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes. Yeah. And a well-earned Lifetime Achievement Award from a totally different blog that doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah. And he's at it again here with Wallet Hacks on the top list, and good for him. And I don't know that there's anybody with more personality in this community than Sandy Smith from Yes, I Am Cheap.
And Sandy is another one who deserves a big shout out for reaching an underserved community. She has done great work educating about entrepreneurship, and she targets the Black community online. And the content she puts out is so amazing. It's so good. It's so relatable. I've been a longtime member of her Facebook group that has a huge active community. They're really engaged in everything she's putting out. She's doing video and written content. It's been a great couple of years for Sandy, and a great couple of years after. And she's been doing this about as long as me, I think 8 years, 7 years, something like that. She's had her site. So I'm very excited to see Sandy nominated for Blog of the Year.
Can I be a contrarian for a moment? Not on Sandy, who I think is amazing. And I hope that she wins Lifetime Achievement, which we're not talking about today. But like Wallet Hacks, I love Jim Wang. So Jim, if you're listening, love you. But I find it funny that we did this a couple of years ago, like J.D. Roth, who writes Get Rich Slowly. He sold that. Then he started a new blog that was called Money Boss. And that blog won Best New Blog. And I was like, come on, dude, you're already in the Hall of Fame. Again, also love J.D. totally. But I think Jim's been recognized a lot, and I'd love to see somebody else win it. And we just, you know, like we retire people from categories for a reason because we want to spread the love to newer folks.
Here's the thing. We nominate these different people in the community for these amazing awards. And I'm tired of Sandy being the Susan Lucci of the Plutus Awards. She deserves an award. I'm putting my foot down. Like if she doesn't win one this year, I'm going to be crazy at the Plutus Awards. All I got to say.
is there a time frame you think somebody should be around to win Blog of the Year? I mean, as an example, I mentioned before, I love A Purple Life, like that blog, but just celebrating a 1 year anniversary. Is that versus Bitches Get Rich has been doing it for how long now? And She Picks Up Pennies for quite a while.
But, you know, Rich and Regular, I think they won Best New Blog last year. I think they've been at it like a year and a half, like less than 2 years. I think if somebody has a truly standout year and is doing something spectacular and different, that Blog of the Year makes total sense. But, you know, somebody like A Purple Life, who I totally approve of as a fellow person with purple hair. I think you would have to, for someone brand new or relatively new to win it, they would have had to get a bunch of media and build a big community and like do something that truly was, you know, a wow moment.
Yeah. I agree.
The category isn't Lifetime Achievement Award. It's Blog of the Year. So it doesn't matter if you've had 1 year behind you or 10 years behind you. If you had the best year, that's the criteria I'd look at.
Well, let's lock it in then, guys. So, Eric, who do you want to win Blog of the Year? Who do you think's going to win?
I want a bunch of them to win. I think I want Sandy from Yes, I Am Cheap to win. She is just amazing, and I'd love to see her win. But I think the College Investor really might win this year because it was just such a big year at that site.
Tanya?
I think Rich and Regular and Bitches Get Riches, to me, it's a toss-up, both between who will win and who I'd like to win.
Michelle?
I think that Rich and Regular, it's their year. And then I'm going to say Sandy for another Plutus Award that we're not going to discuss today.
Right. And there are several categories we're not discussing for people, obviously, that have listened to this whole podcast. I would love to see, to Eric's point earlier, I'd love to see the College Investor. I'd love to see Robert win. I do think it was a different year for the College Investor. Always great stuff, but a particularly good year. I also think Rich and Regular will win. And I think that's also a fine pick. Great pick. All right. Because this is a podcast, we always end with Podcast of the Year, the most important category, bar none. The just one man's opinion right there. But we have podcast listeners here. We have the Bigger Pockets Money Show, Choose FI, Financial Grown Up, Journey to Launch, Mad Fiantist, Marriage, Kids, and Money, Patrice Washington, Paychecks and Balances, Popcorn Finance, and one called The Fair Sense. I'm not familiar with that one, but just had to throw that in there. That somebody here might know something about. This category has been around for 5 years. And actually, Tanya, I'm going to start with you. Category's been around for 5 years. Of those 5 years, we have had Farnoosh Torabi won. We had Shana McClay won. We had last year, Paula Pant won. The only man who's won this award is this guy right here. Do you think that this category will continue to have almost all women winners this year? One more year.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I selfishly would love that. as one of the women on the list here for The Fair Sense, you know, it's tough to say. I think that there are some really great folks on the list, and I think folks who are pretty popular in the community. Yeah, I mean, I think Choose FI has certainly gotten a ton of attention, and they've been talked about a lot. So I think they have a good shot. I think Paychecks and Balances, who we talked about, has a great shot. Popcorn Finance, Chris, who does that, won best new podcast last year, beat us. So Chris, you know, we've got that beef. Just kidding. Chris is a good friend. So I think a lot of those, and then some are co-hosted, like Bigger Pockets Money Show is a man and a woman. So you could see any of those go, or we talked about Marriage, Kids, and Money before. I mean, selfishly, I would love The Fair Sense to win because I do think that we had a huge breakout year. We had a lot of high profile guests come to us for the first time, and we're pushing for conversations that folks aren't really having. But I'd also really love to see Journey to Launch win. Jamila is doing an amazing job, I think, similar to Rich and Regular, really trying to diversify the FIRE movement and invite more people in who don't always see themselves represented. I think Bobby, who does Financial Grown Up, who I know, Joe, is your co-host on the other show, she is doing great stuff there and always just keeps it so real. I'd love to see Patrice get recognized. I mean, like, it's a great list of folks, and I think you can't go wrong here.
I want to echo Patrice on this list. I thought that was an inspired choice. When I looked at this list, I went, Patrice, what a great choice. And I don't know why, to me, that was out of the blue. It shouldn't have been out of the blue. But I went, of course, Patrice Washington. Fantastic podcast. Great stuff. Michelle, what do you think?
This is such a hard, oh my God, this is too many people to pick from. And I know a lot of these people or have met them and I'm inspired by them. I need to keep thinking about it because it's so deep in terms of talent, in terms of what they're sharing and the sense of community that they've cultivated behind their shows. I am very much partial. Actually, you know what? I think Popcorn Finance might sneak in for the win. Jamila, I'm very much a huge fan of, with Journey to Launch. So those two are my two that I'm like really looking at closely. And I think they might surprise people.
Eric?
So I'm going to talk about this as if the fairer sense were not in the running, because I just don't want to step on any toes or ears or anything. I go to this other conference every year that I see you at, Joe, called Podcast Movement. And I like looking at, and Michelle's been there too. Three out of the four of us have been there. but it's really cool going to both FinCon and Podcast Movement, especially because they're about a month and a half apart, because I can then see podcasters who are going to FinCon to learn about upping their finance game and then go to Podcast Movement to learn about upping their podcast game. So seeing the people who are really hustling on both ends, that excites me. Not saying that you have to show up to a conference to have a good podcast, but that is something that I've noticed. Mindy from the Bigger Pockets Money Show, I saw her a couple years ago going around right before the show started, trying to learn everything she possibly could about making a great podcast. And she's done a great job there. So definitely worth noting. Choose FI. I mean, how could you not notice them? The community they've built is just stupendous. They've done some great stuff. And we can keep going down the list. Mad Scientist has been around a while. Jamila from Journey to Launch, I saw her speak last year, and I learned a bunch of new things from her. Considering I've been around the block a couple times, and that was great. So anyone who can teach and inspire me, that's great. So Journey to Launch is definitely in the running. Popcorn Finance, it's not like he hasn't won a Plutus Award before. That was well deserved. So he could win another. I mean, it's a real fight for this one. And there's so many great brands. And we keep saying this again and again, but it's because it's true. There's so many great shows out there.
Yeah. I think generally I look at all the categories, the ones that we've talked about and the ones that we haven't. And I would have loved to have talked about the books, because all the books on the list were fantastic. That category also is stacked. We just didn't have time to talk about every category.
Speaking of categories we didn't talk about, I mean, this whole Plutus Awards thing might be a farce. I was not nominated for Freelancer of the Year. So I don't know if I can trust any of these results.
If any of these, right. I look at all the names on this list, and these are people that take a lot of care and pride and add something to the conversation, which we frankly just need more of. I look at the number of personal finance podcasts, and I wish we had even more, because everybody on this list has a different take on this conversation. And when you talk to outsiders and they think that personal finance is, kind of a boring stage spot, and then I look at the differences between what Tanya and Kara are doing at the Fairer Sense, Chris at Popcorn Finance, I mean, just going through everybody, we're tackling a little different piece of the pie. I will say one thing that frustrates me, besides Eric not being on a list, I do think there is a giant omission here that I, as a podcaster, I just got to mention these guys, because I can't believe they're not on the list. They probably have the biggest audience of any podcast in the indie space, which is How to Money. I don't know how we missed How to Money on this list. And I don't know who I get rid of, but I do have to say, Joel and Matt, you guys do a hell of a job, and you might have been my pick to even win. I felt as badly about that as I did about Mr. Rogers' documentary not being up for best documentary. I was like, what? How is Mr. Rogers' documentary not on this list? And I saw this and I go, I don't know how we don't have How to Money. So I just want to throw that out there. But it is time for us to vote on this last most important category of all. I love the pseudo drama here. I'm going to go with Tanya, because you're on this list and you can't pick yourself of the other nine.
Do you think Hillary Clinton walked into that voting booth and checked the box that said Trump? Come on, you can vote for yourself.
That's good point.
Thank you for that analogy, Eric.
Yes. All right.
Very, very intense analogy right there.
We'll take that away. Go pick yourself, Tanya.
Yeah. So let's just say, I mean, obviously the one I hope will win, I'm not going to lie, I hope we win this. We're also up for best podcast for women. So I think that one we got a strong shot in. Who will win? I think that it's probably going to be between Choose FI and Popcorn Finance.
Michelle?
It's like Tanya and I hang out like virtually or something. So... Because Choose FI has an insane community. Like, it's insane how many people that they've connected with and inspired and educate. So I think in terms of just sheer numbers, both for male and female voters who are, and FIRE is just so, it's like so exciting in terms of the FinCon community. I could see them winning. I do love Popcorn Finance though. And he's just been plugging away and like putting out great shows. And so those two would be my top two. And then probably the one to sneak in would be Jamila, Journey to Launch.
Eric?
So for favorites for me, a couple names you've heard, Jamila at Journey to Launch is a favorite. Popcorn Finance is a favorite. The Fair Sense, honestly, is a favorite. I think I'd love to see any of those win. But I think Choose FI is really the one I'd pick to win this year. They've just built something so outstanding, and it's helped so many people. It's really changed lives in a great way. And I think that is going to be the tipping point that gets them the Plutus.
Yeah, I would love to see myself Paychecks and Balances win. I'd absolutely love to see Marcus and Rich take that thing home. I think that would be a fantastic win. I agree with Choose FI. Their show is very, very, very good, but I don't think it's just about the show.
No.
I think it's about all the other stuff that comes with Choose FI. Very good show, but my vote is Choose FI as well for all the community stuff.
So another one I'd love to just shout out real quick, since we're mentioning shows that probably should be on this list but didn't make it. There's a podcast that I have fallen in love with that kind of came from outside of the FinCon community. It's called Bad with Money with Gabby Dunn.
Gabby Dunn.
If you haven't heard that one, I think it's a great show, and maybe she will be in the running next year. You never know. 2020 is just a year away.
Maybe.
I just wanted to say real quick that I'm so pleased with, if you look at kind of year over year, the finalists, and we'll find out soon who the winners are, how much more diversity there is this year overall, that we see a ton of women getting recognized. We see a lot of people of color get recognized as finalists. And I think that's both a reflection of the people on the panels and who are submitting votes being aware of the need to be more inclusive. But I also think it just signals that we have a community that on the whole is getting more diverse. And that's a really positive thing, because the more that we can all look different and represent different stories, the more that welcomes in all kinds of different readers and listeners and viewers. So I just think big picture, like, I want to call that out, that that's a really, really great trend and one worth applauding.
It is. It's
cheers
so
to that.
Yeah. So exciting. Let's talk about what you guys are doing before we go. Michelle, yeah. What's happening at Michelle is Hungry?
So Michelle is Money Hungry right now. I am just really focused on getting Money on the Mountain going, getting people to attend that event here in beautiful Denver, Colorado this October. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're just going to talk about all things money. There is a brewery in the hotel because Colorado life, and a barbecue place. So I'm just saying, it's pretty legit. So I'm excited about that. And I'm making a lot of money with this random side hustle, making money with eBooks. So just kind of sharing how I'm doing that and getting people excited about that too. It's kind of addicting, and I want other people to build that kind of income into their lives. So yeah, just living the dream in Denver, and, you know, probably go on a hike sometime next week, hopefully when my foot heals, because I messed myself up, but that's another conversation.
Oh, that's not good. Tanya, what do you got going on besides traveling all over the place?
Yes, travel is definitely happening a lot, which is the whole point of being early retired. So that's a good thing. We talked earlier about Sense Positive. So two retreats coming up in October. Still writing the blog, Our Next Life, doing the podcast, The Fair Sense. We'll come back for season 4 of that this fall. Then still just talking with folks about the book, Work Optional, Retire Early, The Non-Penny Pinching Way, which is something that I'm super proud of. It's really cool to see it out in the world and see it helping people. So yeah, I'll talk about that anytime.
Awesome. Eric, third year we've done this thing, man. Thanks for doing it again.
Thanks for having me back. It's always fun. I love recognizing the best in our community. They're great people.
It is so fun. What's happened at Personal Profitability?
So I have been busy writing on every website but Personal Profitability. That's the freelance life, right? Yeah, so personal profitability, you know, I have been busy. We've been going through and updating and refreshing some of those really important cornerstone topics, the things that really got me started writing about money. I have a book underway that's been underway for far too long that I finally need to finish. The podcast has been on hiatus and about to get off of hiatus.
Sweet.
So head to personal profitability and you will hear this beautiful voice coming to your earbuds in the very near future.
That's awesome, guys. Thanks a ton for hanging out. And by the way, we'll have links to everybody's awesome stuff, as well as, once again, all of our finalists for the 10th annual Plutus Awards on our show notes page at stackybenjamins.com. Thanks again for hanging out, Michelle, Tanya, and Eric.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Big thanks to everyone for joining us today. For the full list of Plutus Award nominees, please visit PlutusAwards.com or our show notes page at StackingBenjamins.com. Thanks to Miranda Marquette for sharing the nominees. You can follow Miranda's work at MirandaMarquette.com. Thanks also to Michelle Jackson. You'll find her podcast, Michelle is Money Hungry, wherever you're listening to this show. Thanks to Eric Rosenberg for joining us. Eric can be found at personalprofitability.com. Thanks to Tanya Hester for hanging out with us. You'll find Tanya's blog, Our Next Life, at ournextlife.com and her book, Work Optional, wherever books are sold. The Plutus Awards will take place on Friday, September 6th at FinCon, which this year will be held in Washington, D.C. Want to join the fun? Head to FinConExpo.com. This show was created by Joe Salcihi, produced by Richie Rutter-Reese, and engineered by the amazing Steve Stewart. Online, visit us on Twitter at SBenjaminsCast or on our Facebook page. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and I'm pretty much the guy in charge of everything around here. Trust me, this well-oiled machine didn't get like this all by itself. SB Podcasts may receive payment on the show from sponsors and guests in the form of books, giveaway items, discounts, or other remuneration. There's no way you would take advice from these dorks, but like Joe's mom always says, don't take advice from people you don't know. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and before making any financial moves, consult with a real financial advisor.
Time for the big two. You guys ready?
Dun, dun, dun.
We do one of those air horns right now. All right, Editor Steve.
Oh my God, I so want to do that. Please, please, please. I want to announce my presence everywhere at FinCon with that. So just be prepared because I'm coming back.
I think every time I enter a room, regardless of if I'm at FinCon or not, my theme song should start playing. I'm not sure what song that is. Someone still needs to write it. At the moment, probably Party Rock Anthem.
I think that'd be hilarious to just like hook it up to your phone. And when you walk in, just like press a button.
It's your walkout song. Like baseball.
Yeah, you guys think I'm joking.
I think of it more like pro wrestling. I was a big wrestling fan back in the day. I like when The Rock came into a room. I want it to be like that every time I enter a room.
That might be too much information. No, I'm kidding. Well, I hope you got a lot out of today's episode. But one thing that we talked about a little bit today, but we talk about a lot, is you got to have good partners on your team, Stackers. And you know what? Navy Federal Credit Union could be that partner, because becoming a member at Navy Federal Credit Union could help you earn more and save more. And aren't those two of the big tenets, right? Have a debt strategy, earn more, save more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you can start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. I think that's the coolest certificate. Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal savings options for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Considering a big home improvement project? Maybe you want to consolidate debt. Well, as you're putting your plan together, you want to also have a debt strategy, right?
And you could borrow up to 100% of your home's equity with a fixed rate home equity loan with zero closing cost, or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. Don't get in over your head with debt. Make sure you have a great strategy and then take out debt as you need it. And Navy Federal's options certainly give you the flexibility to help you make life's big expenses seem more manageable. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, equal housing lender, membership required, terms and conditions apply, loan subject to approval.